Today I get into some more Taoist philosophy as it can be applied to modern times. This is Season 2, Episode 7, Some Questions to Ponder. Today I want to get your mind working, not to be cryptic or Lao-tzu-like, but just to question your resolve and open your mind. For the question of today, I'm going to be doing something different. I have a grab bag of some questions that I've been asked, and I'm going to put forth some of my responses. It's a show that you don't want to miss today on Cup of Tao, starting right now.
You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit.
Hello, how are you doing today? I'm doing okay. Today I'm going to talk about some questions to ponder. We know that humans are a relatively new species. We see evidence of humans dating back, maybe 300,000 years? We are small particles on a planet. A planet that is like a speck of dust in comparison to the vast cosmos. We know that Homo sapiens evolved from other similar genus and species, yet we rarely find in between some of these. We don't see evidence of an interbred species. We find Homo sapiens living along other types of, quote, humans. And we have systems within our own body. A microscopic entity within our body, such as a virus, can kill us. We overvalue the brain as being the god of our body, the primary leader. Yet we couldn't survive without a heart or a liver. We couldn't survive if our tiny white blood cells were overpowered by the virus. What if every fabric of the cosmos in all existence was interdependent on each other part, no matter how small or large? What if instead of one governing agent, there was complete interdependence? What if our existence was somehow tied to all that? Just as a fish in the ocean may never know outer space way above, what if we can only scratch the surface of what can be known? What if the Tao was always a step ahead of us? When we think we have a mathematical formula that explains something, and then later we find a greater explanation to a problem in physics or quantum physics, what happens later when a phenomenon happens that poses an exception and invalidates our latest and greatest explanation? That is, until we develop yet another better explanation, right? Do you ever wonder if we glimpse interconnected multiverses in which things like UFO spacecraft, Bigfoot, ghost, heaven, reincarnation, and many other paranormal phenomena can coexist in the same way that life can be a comedy and a tragedy all at once? We may get glimpses of something greater, but what if those were just small bits of something our tiny brains could not begin to understand? The Tao is a great mystery. That's why the Tao that can be told or verbalized is not really the Tao. Our brains and our limited data may prevent us from ever being fully on top of it all. Now, I'm not trying to be cryptic today, not trying to be like Lao Tzu. I'm legitimately asking you to ponder on these things I mentioned and consider that maybe the best we can do is come up with theoretical explanations for ourselves. Yet, as I've mentioned before, to not fully marry our theories. To recognize as well that there is just much out there that we just can't answer. Regardless of whether we spend years on a mountain carrying buckets of water and being trained by a Taoist master, we may still have no better understanding of the Tao than anyone else. This is not to say that everyone who claims to understand the Tao can. Who am I? I'm not someone who can give you all the answers that you want. I offer some things for you which you are free to ponder, accept, or reject. Maybe I can be whatever you need me to be at this particular time in your life. I can be the voice that you reject, or I can be the voice of a concerned fellow traveler on the way, whatever you need. Maybe I can say a little bit more about this after the question of today. Time for the question of today. Today I'm going to go through many questions that I've been asked, either in person or by email or over the phone in various other ways I've been asked these. I'm just going to give you some of my general responses. The first question is kind of like a group of questions that come together, like, how can I deal with, and then there's a problem. For example, how can I deal with my addicted teenager, or how can I deal with a loss that I recently faced? Realize that faith equals hope plus effort. And sometimes either without the other seems incomplete. As the Serenity Prayer says, you got to do what you can, but realize that sometimes all you can do is all you can do, and you have to let the rest go. Also realize that sometimes there's no right answers. What works for one person or family member might not work for others, so there's not just one key that fits every lock. Another question that I've been asked is, what are the practical differences between an atheist and a Taoist? A Taoist sees order and intelligence along with certain natural laws. An atheist usually sees randomness, chaos, and only futility. Both may be motivated to do more self-reliant activities to find meaning. The Taoist tries not to go against the grain and respects nature along with striving for what's called the jewels of Taoism: compassion, moderation, and humility. The Taoist sees beyond the manifestations and sees the structure and order. Can a Taoist believe in heaven? Yes, or reincarnation, or even a deity. I would venture to say that most Taoists don't hold the notion that God is a man with a flowing beard, sitting in a city of gold, where everyone walks around who's 30 years old. As a Taoist, you're free to believe however you want to about afterlife or deity. Another question. Are Taoists lazy? For some reason, spontaneity and woo-wee have resulted in Western views of Taoism being equated to lazy people who don't want to do anything. I typically try to explain it with a line from Jigoro Kano, the founder of Judo. Jigoro says, or he talks about, maximum efficiency with minimal effort. This means no more effort than what is needed. It's kind of a conservation of energy along with using our intuition as a guide or our skills. Some people spend their lives spending too much time being busy and letting real life and things that really matter pass them by, and I've been guilty of that. Another question. Why is there evil in the world? Also, why do bad things happen to me or people that I care about? Those who are solely Christian would say that evil happens because of free will or the devil. Buddhists may point out karma and also that life is suffering. The New Age Law of Attraction folks may say that we either attract good in our lives or we attract the evil. I say that we know the bad because of what is good. If we didn't have the good, we would never be able to recognize the bad. As far as pain, suffering, and calamity, life is unfair. It rains on the just and the unjust, as Lao Tzu says. Life is what we may consider good and bad, depending on our circumstances, but those aren't necessarily equally distributed for every person. Remember, my definition of faith is hope plus effort. You hope and you pray for a desirable outcome, and you put what effort you can into that outcome, but the rest is up to life. Along with that question, what if I put effort and bad things still happen? Life is full of risk. I can exercise every day and hope that I will not die from heart failure. I can also eat well, and I can be positive. I can hope or even pray along with my effort, yet there are no guarantees. Someone else may wake up and eat jelly donuts every day, not exercise, chain smoke, and still outlive me. But I would rather die trying than fall into despair. Those are just a few of the questions that I've received. If you think of any questions that you want answered, keep sending me your questions and let me know if you want your question featured on the show. Also include your name and the city and country that you live in. I hope that you keep on. I will not say fighting, because as many of you know, that word kind of to me seems like it sets up life or even conditions we have as being our enemy. But I want you to keep on following the path, staying in harmony with the way. When you find yourself slipping off the road, pull yourself back on. But remember, whether road or grass, it's all Tao. At some point, I or my voice in this podcast will just be a distant memory in your life. But I'm thankful to be with you here now. Thanks for allowing me into your life. I'll see you next week. But before I let you go, I have a few messages. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format. Hey, that's all for today's show. I'll see you next week. Have a good week. May peace and love be with you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day.
This podcast is a Coach CMC production.